On today's show, we'll outline 8 ways you can potentially pay less tax on your retirement account withdrawals.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge as he is each and every week is Andy Feldman. Andy is a certified financial planner, nearly 30 years in the business, and so much more. Andy, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
I know we kind of took a week off, so it's good to get, you know, sort of reset for the new year. And, you know, you got my attention with that little opening that you did. Less taxes on my retirement account withdrawals. Yes, sign me up. How do we do it?
Yeah, that's our mantra for 2021. Pay less tax.
Yes, because it could change here very quickly, don't you think?
It could. That's what they're saying, but we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Sure. So, and again, so as we look at that, I mean, somebody was telling me, you know, a friend of mine was bragging, well, I've got, you know, $500,000 in my 401k. And I said, well, it's not all yours.
That's right.
Right? And he looked at me like I was nuts. I said, well, that's a great accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you're going to lose 30% of that to the IRS.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Uncle Sam's your partner with that.
Yep.
One thing to maybe save some money on taxes is to consider Roth accounts.
You are doing a lot of those conversions these days, aren't you?
Yeah, because the anticipation was maybe, you know, tax rates would go up. So we did some conversions recently. And, you know, putting some of your retirement savings in an after-tax Roth account could set you up for some tax-free investment growth and tax-free withdrawals in retirement. So, you know, if you expect to be in a higher tax bracket of retirement, a Roth would allow you to lock in at today's low tax rate. You know, a lot of people are going to be in a lower rate, but not everybody. But it's so important, if you can, to have that tax-free bucket in retirement. Because what you mentioned about your friend, most people have all of their retirement assets in taxable accounts, meaning they were in 401ks or 401k rollovers, which never had been taxed. Now, today, a lot of 401k plans offer a Roth or an after-tax option that was named after Senator Roth from Delaware, by the way. Anyway, so they offer that so you could put some, all or some of your contribution in that. Then when you retire, you have that tax-free bucket. Or, like you said, you could do a conversion. You do have to pay the tax now. But again, like we've talked about many times on the show, that people are living, you know, 30, 40 years in retirement. So it still may pay off. So, you know, give us a call, 866-646-2677, and come in and we could sit down and talk about that.
So with the Roth conversion, Andy, you know, if you've got a pretty significant balance in an IRA or a 401k, that's not something you're going to do all at once. You're going to spread that out over time to really take advantage of it and not get dinged in taxes.
That's right. You could do it in increments. You don't have to do the whole thing. You could do half of it. And again, that gives you that second retirement tax-free bucket to pull from.
Sure. I like that. And, you know, one of the things, we got a pass last year on RMDs because of COVID, but required minimum distributions, they're back on the table.
They're back. Yes. So that was a reprieve, much needed for a lot of people. So now you'll be required to withdraw money if you had been withdrawing before, because before they changed the rules, it was age 70 and a half, you had to take out what's called a RMD. That stands for required minimum distribution. And that's based on your life expectancy. But now it's age 72. So if you turn 72, you have to start withdrawing that. And there's a penalty if you don't. It's 50%. Of the amount that should have been withdrawn, which is rather steep.
Oh boy, that's got to be one of the steepest penalties from the IRS, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, it sure is.
Not that the others are good, but
no,
that's a really bad one.
Well, Andy, let me ask you this: you know, if I'm working with you, if I'm your client, and you know you're running, you know, RMDs, that kind of thing, you're going to make sure that I get that RMD or that RMD comes out and, you know, is taken care of, so I won't get slapped with that penalty.
Yeah, what we do is we set them up automatically most of the time. You have to take out, if you're 72 or over from a traditional IRA, you have to take out the minimum distribution. You could take out more. Remember, that's all taxable. So if a lot of our clients are just taking out the minimum, some aren't, but for the ones that are, we set them up on an automatic monthly withdrawal that goes right to their bank account.
So, Andy, you know, you just said that it comes out automatically. And so, again, that just makes it a lot easier. So we don't have to worry about that penalty.
That's right.
And so let's talk about RMDs. Why would you have to take out an RMD 2 in 1 year? How does that work?
Well, you don't have to. Your RMD is due by the April of the following year after you turn 72. But then you'll have to also take one out by December 31st of each year, including that one. So if you don't want to take 2 in 1 year, which a lot of people don't, just take it out by the end of the year that you turn 72. Don't wait till the following year, because then you'll end up taking out 2, unless that's okay, but you're going to have a bigger tax bill.
Unless you have an abundance of money and don't care, right?
That's true. Or that's right. Sometimes people forget, but again, we just mentioned earlier, we will set you up on an automatic monthly payment, and that won't happen.
Well, one of the things that makes sense to me is if you take some money out before you actually have to take RMDs, so again, like maybe a Roth conversion, and you bring that balance down, that RMD isn't going to be as big, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes, people wait or take it out earlier during their 60s, maybe even, and spread the tax bill over more years so they could stay in a lower tax bracket and reduce their lifetime tax bill. But again, that's something that should sit down and talk about, and maybe also consult your tax advisor on. And that's something that you should definitely do some planning about.
Sure. And so as we look at this too, we talk about avoiding the early withdrawal penalty. I mean, that's a big deal that sometimes people don't think about and don't think it's a big deal, but it really kind of is.
Yeah, it sure is. So if you withdraw money from your traditional IRA before age 59 and a half, there's a 10% early withdrawal penalty, and that's in addition to the income tax due on each withdrawal. You can take penalty-free 401k withdrawals at 55 if you leave the job. It's called the rule of 55. But also, if you are still working at even 72 and you're not a 5% owner of the company, you could also take, you don't have to take out withdrawals. But again, that's a big hit, plus the taxes. So definitely something you want to avoid.
And then the charity rules for withdrawals can impact things as well, especially if folks don't need the money. It may be a way to sort of soften the blow, if you will.
Yeah, that's become popular. Retirees who are over age 72 can avoid paying income tax on IRA withdrawals up to $100,000 per year if they directly transfer it to a qualified charity. And an IRA charitable contribution will also satisfy the minimum distribution requirement. So that is becoming more popular for people who are charitably inclined and who also want to save money on taxes.
Absolutely. Well, again, so we kind of covered a lot of ground here. And why don't we invite folks to call if they've got questions, if we piqued your interest, folks, now'd be a great time to give Andy a call, get on his calendar, and have that conversation.
Sure, Steve. So if you call during the show and on one of the next 5 callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial and retirement plan. So there's no cost for this visit. It's simply a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. So we found that most people don't really have a true understanding of 3 basic things. Number 1, they don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. 2, they don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions. And 3rd, they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. So we'll sit down with you. We'll help you to understand these 3 important but many times misunderstood issues. So if you're one of the next 5 callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So call us now. We'll make time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you might have.
Hey, that sounds great. Folks, take advantage of what Andy is offering today. It's that opportunity to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. Andy can help translate a lot of complex financial world. And again, just the things we were talking about, the 401k, the RMDs, it can get pretty complicated. Let Andy explain it all to you, make it easy to understand. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. And if you're listening, then give us a call. It's 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Andy just described, plus all the extras that go along with it. And it's all no cost, no obligation. And then when you walk out, you'll have in your hand that roadmap that we talk about, that guide that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. 866-646-BOSS.
We all know people are living longer today. The question is, are they saving more for retirement? On today's show, some surprising facts about retirement.
Hey, we're back on Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Andy Feldman's here to help us take charge, as he is every week, with a guy with, here's a guy with 30-plus years in the business. He's an independent. He is a certified financial planner. You tick off the boxes, Andy. You are the kind of guy I want handling my money.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm glad to hear that, and it's nice to be here. How are you today?
Well, very well. But again, I'm serious, because when I look at advisors, and those are the three things that I look for. You know, you want to have somebody with experience. You got it. You want somebody that's an independent. That's you. A certified financial planner, very good as well. So, yeah, that's what people need, I think, in order to you know, you're looking out for us is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I am. And really, the key is that when I work with somebody, I always put myself in their position and say, what would I do if this were me, and if this were my money and this was my plan? And that's how I go about it.
Right. And, you know, as we get to retirement, you know, we've all got, I think, visions or expectations. But one of the things that we have to realize and face is that our retirement could last a whole lot longer than our parents and certainly our grandparents. We've got to be ready.
Yes, certainly. The average American will retire at age 66 and live until almost 79 years old. That's the average, some a lot more than that. For a lot of us, retirement will last much longer than 13 years. And again, the number of people that die relatively young, you know, skew the numbers, but you know, a 30, 35 year retirement is not uncommon.
Right. And again, it's obviously got to do with longevity, but at the same time, you know, we're healthier. So even if, you know, some of our parents or whatever, you know, died earlier, chances are we're still going to live a bit longer.
Yeah, it's very different now. You know, everyone's into exercise and eating right. And, you know, maybe some of our parents weren't, but just you know, consider this, right? Everyone smoked. Yep. A 65-year-old woman has a 50% chance of making it to age 85, and a 65-year-old man has a 50% chance of making it to age 82. So that's why younger workers need to plan for 2 decades or more of income in retirement. And, you know, for current retirees, an ultra-conservative portfolio comprised solely of bonds may not provide enough growth. So like we've talked about many times on the show, it's good to have the proper asset allocation and a balance and still have a portion of that of those funds and equities.
Well, in the years that you've been doing this, Andy, and we're talking about 30 years in the business, obviously you've had to change your viewpoint and change the tactics as to how you help people get to and have a successful retirement.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it used to be the old 4% rule, withdrawing 4% of the assets, but, you know, people are living longer and longer, and that may not be the right approach anymore, depending on the person's individual situation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the less you take out, you know, the longer it'll last. And I've had some clients that were taking out more than they needed just because, you know, they liked having X number of dollars in the bank, but they weren't spending it. So certainly, if that's the case, you know, definitely don't need to do that.
And we can't count on Social Security for, you know, 80 or 90% of our income. We just can't. It's because it's not going to be there. I mean, Social Security will be there, but not that much.
That's right. You know, a lot of advisors recommend replacing 80% of your usual income once you hit retirement. But, you know, most of the time, Social Security payments alone won't be enough to hit that. You know, currently today, the average monthly benefit is $1,360, which is only $16,320 per year. So you really want to have other sources available to you. So not just that Social Security.
Well, and Andy can certainly help you do that. You can call him right now by calling 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. And so in your experience, that $1,360 a month, is that kind of on average? Is that a little low, a little high? What do you think?
That's a little low.
Okay, usually so people get a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
Well, good to know. And But as a rule, we as Americans are a little behind when it comes to saving for retirement.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, one of the reasons is years ago, most companies had defined what are known as defined benefit pension plans. So you worked X number of years, you would get X percentage of your salary for life. Today, most companies went away from that and went to the 401k. Why? Because defined benefit plans are very expensive. A lot of teachers still have them, police officers, New York City firefighters, maybe state jobs, things like that. But a lot of the people working in the private sector no longer have those, and they have 401ks where more of the onus is on them to save and put away money. And I think we've mentioned on the show other times that the participation rates in these plans a lot of times is fairly low.
Right.
And even with some companies that offer a match, and that's one of the reasons is a lot of younger workers can't envision themselves being 65 or 70. But as you and I know, it goes really fast. So, you know, better get started, even with a small amount. If you can't put in a lot, put in, you know, $50 a month or whatever you can do.
Sure. I mean, again, every little bit helps. And I know that sounds trite, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true. There was an analysis done by the Economic Policy Institute, and using data from 2013 showed that a typical couple, 56 to 61 age bracket, had just $17,000 set aside. So that's not going to do it.
No, sure not. Oh. And so how important is it to have that plan? And again, just a thought in your head is not a plan, and hope is not a strategy. That's why it's important to sit down with someone like you.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. You know, people used to spend most of their career at one company and, like I mentioned earlier, have that pension once they reach retirement. But today, the number of Americans with a lifetime source of income from their employer is down to 21%, according to the Economic Policy Institute. So end result is nearly half the population has no workplace savings vehicle of any kind. So if you are at a company and it's usually a 401k plan, definitely get involved and figure out, you know, how much you can put in. Look, don't strap yourself. You have to be able to pay the rent or mortgage or whatever, but definitely join that. And especially if you have if they have a match and you're not putting any money in, you're giving away free money, you're leaving money on the table.
Don't want to do that. Never a good idea. And a lot of people are working well into their 60s and certainly even up until 70 years old. There's a lot of people. I mean, you know, I look at the grocery store and I see a lot of older folks working.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one of them, we talked about Americans being behind in their savings. So it's not surprising that there are a lot still in the workforce well after receiving their Social Security benefits. So, you know, roughly 14% of 70-year-olds are still working full-time, according to the National Institute on Aging, and another 14% are working part-time. So, you know, the percentage of part-time workers is steady among 75-year-olds, although the percentage of 75-year-olds working full-time drops to 6.5%. And again, granted, some people want to work.
I get it. I don't see you as a guy that's going to retire anytime soon. I think you're going to keep working.
No, I love what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And yeah, of course. And it keeps your mind sharp. And there's people that, you know, they need something to do and they're working a few hours a week. But then there's a lot of people that have to work and need the money. So the planning is so key. Start as early as you can. And if you haven't and you're, you know, 40s, 50s, it's not too late. You know, just get started now. And again, give us a call, 866-646-2677, and come on in and we'll sit down for that no obligation consultation.
I like the sound of that. Let's talk Medicare for just a second. And what Medicare won't cover is rather staggering. And I'm not sure people are aware of that always.
So true. You know, a lot of people think that Medicare covers assisted living, and it does not. Government data reveal that nearly 70% of individuals who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point. And you know, the median cost, that's nationally, of an assisted living facility is over $3,600 a month. And it's more than twice that for a private room in a nursing home. So these bills can add up quickly. In the New York area, it's much more than that. Assisted living facilities could be $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month.
Ouch.
So, it's very costly. Again, depends where you live, but there's a lot of plans that we can set up to help you pay for that and not have you spend down your assets or gift away all your assets. So, you know, the long-term care policies have gotten much better. The benefits maybe aren't as good as they used to be, but now they combine them with life insurance policies. So if you end up not using it, at least, you know, somebody will get the money back that you paid out.
I like that. I'll tell you what, folks, if we've piqued your interest, if you want to talk Medicare, if you want to talk Social Security, you need to get that retirement plan set up. Now's the time to give Andy a call.
So if you call during the show and are one of the next five callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial and retirement plan. Now, there's no cost for the visit. It's simply a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. So we found that most people don't really have a true understanding of three basic things. One, they don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. Two, they don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions. And third, they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. We'll sit down with you and help you understand these three important but many times misunderstood issues. So if you're one of the next five callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So call us now. We'll make time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you might have.
And I think, folks, you should take advantage of that offer that Andy's put out there today. It is a chance for you to get that true, practical financial review. And it's just a phone call away. It's 866-646-2677, 866-646-BOSS. You heard Andy. The next five callers are going to get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, of course, but most importantly, you'll end up with that roadmap, with that guide that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Call now, 866-646-2677. 2677. Five callers right now, 866-646-BOSS. Andy, as always, a pleasure to just chat with you and talk about these things that are really, really important and oftentimes misunderstood.
Yeah, I agree, Steve. Really enjoyed the show. A lot of good advice, a lot of good topics. Thank you.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate that. We're going to be back again next week. We'll have new topics, new questions, that, and a lot more right here on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.